stopped by ICE officers, you have constitutional rights, regardless of your immigration status. If you or someone you know has been detained or wants to report ICE, more information is available at CIRLA at 888-624-4752 for legal help and resources. It is bilingual. More information at CHIRLA.org.
Hi, my name is Tommy Brunswick, and I'm a female director, producer, and convention showrunner. And you are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles. Today.
The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett.
Everybody's talking about consciousness. Everybody wants that eternal kiss. Yeah, everyone's saying there's more than this. Everyone wants to follow their own bliss. Talking about one love, one blood. We sing
on the Expansion Zone. We examine life and our quest to understand who and what we are and of the vastness of human potentials. We explore the making of our world from quantum physics to parapsychology, health, sociology, and philosophy, along with practical living. You are reminded of the possibilities in creating personal change. So for an hour, we'll stimulate and expand the mind. Well, welcome once again to the Expansion Zone. I am your host, Sonia Barrett, and I am delighted, as always, to be here on this Monday. Thank you for tuning in to 90.7 FM on your radio dial, or perhaps you are listening to the live stream at kpfk.org. Good to have you with me today, as always, on the Expansion Zone, the Expansion Zone journey, which is what we're all aiming to do, is to expand and figure out this journey pretty much from moment to moment. But I've got a couple quotes, Monday quotes, and it says here, first one, okay, it's Monday, but who said Mondays have to suck? Be a rebel and have a great day anyway. And that's Kimberly Jimenez. And then the second one is, it's Monday, get a new perspective. Whatever obstacle you're facing, it's not permanent. And that one, it's unknown. The author is unknown. And that's true. Whatever obstacles we face, somehow in the moment, it just feels like forever. But ultimately, it passes. So today's guest and topic, it's Chris Shelton, who's been on the show before. And we are going to be chatting about his two new books, as well as, obviously, those are the topics. And the first one is Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain and Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong. So I'm going to read a bit of Chris's bio. And sometimes, you know, it is tough because my guests a lot of times have so many great things in their bio because they've done so much. But the great part is that we'll allow the guests, in this case, Chris Shelton, to really fill us in on what I don't read. But I want to read this because I think that it's just deserving of him and all that he's done to really just share his background with you. So Chris Shelton is a renowned healer, martial arts champion, and expert in Qigong, Tai Chi, and Chinese medicine. After transforming his life from a debilitating back injury and overcoming troubled youth, including drug addiction and two heart attacks by age 19, Chris dedicated himself to helping others heal from trauma and chronic pain So for over 30 years, he has applied ancient healing arts to help countless individuals, including Special Olympics teams, professional athletes, and celebrities. His work has been featured on Showtime, NBC Sports, KTLA, and UFC, and in publications like Black Belt Magazine and Silicon Valley Business Journal. Chris founded the Morning Crane Healing Arts Center and authored Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain and Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being. And just a bit more, he is the producer of the award-winning TV series The Healer, co-founder of the Qi Club, QigongTeacherTraining.com, a two-year graduate-level Chinese medicine program, and Curative Qigong. And of course, we mentioned his two most recent books. So welcome back to the Expansion Zone, Chris. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me back. And hopefully I'll be able to expand somebody's mind out there.
Oh, I think you can. You always do.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
always
no, thank
do.
You. No, thank you for having me. It's always such a pleasure to see you again. And we always have a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing these two new books with you.
All right. So, Chris, of course, we mentioned in the bio about your journey. And so we won't have to go into it in huge detail, but if you would, in your own words, just share a little bit or elaborate a little bit on what was mentioned here in your bio of your journey to becoming this level of Chris Shelton that's here today.
Yeah, I grew up in a dysfunctional home with neglect and abuse, and started doing drugs at a young age, which led to the heart attacks by my senior year of high school. And then to change my path, I had put myself into Taekwondo because I realized I was going to end up dead in prison or both. And I started competing in full contact. And one night I was accidentally kicked in the lower back and left me with that devastating back injury that you talked about in the bio. Anyways, physicians at the time were saying, well, Chris, if you don't have spinal surgery, you may not walk again, or, things you take for granted, like tying your own shoe or whatever. And another physician, Dr. Nancy Bergman, she had a different idea, and she had a therapist working for her. He was a martial artist, and he started talking to me about qi. You know, I'm, 21 years old now, and nobody was really talking about qigong back then. I mean, Bruce Lee, I was from the San Francisco Bay Area. Bruce Lee had his, kung fu was popular. Tai Chi, people heard about, but Qigong, not many people were talking about. Anyways, at age 21, the closest thing to Qi I was going to get was like Cheez-Its and Cheese Whiz because, like I say now, it ain't easy being cheesy, but, I took a chance. I started taking these classes, and I had other health problems too, severe digestive problems. I had all kinds of tests. I had upper GI, lower GI. I lived on all kinds of medications. If I eat anything with any kind of animal fat or like an avocado or a salad, I was in the fetal position a few hours later in the middle of the night or vomiting, severe stomach pain. So I lived on all kinds of medications. Also, I had severe allergies. I had seasonal allergies and severe sinusitis. And after taking these Qigong classes, after about 6 months, it was all of a sudden the realization like, oh, wow, when did these symptoms go away? I couldn't give you an exact pinpoint date, but the realization like, well, I'm not having to live on the antibiotics and the over-the-counter medications anymore. So I thought to myself, if a simple, specific Qigong movement and or specific Qigong meditation could do this to me, there must be something to the medicine. So that's when I started going to school to study classical Chinese medicine.
Wow. I mean, that really is a testimony. And that's the reason why I just wanted you to sort of summarize that in your own voice, because what it says is that I can relate to you, to your patients. I think that can make such a big difference for many people to know that you actually understand what they're going through, where they're coming from, and you know what you're talking about. So let's kind of move from that. We might come back to maybe something around your background a little bit, but your two books, I'm going to say the neck and back pain. What I noticed, Chris, very recently, I was at a family gathering and about five family members, not my family members, but the other side of the in-laws, five people were suffering from back pain and kidney stones. And it ranged from age, what is it, age 30, early 30s to late 60s. That was the range of these people that were suffering from back pain. And actually, I had mentioned your book, and I actually have to reach out to them because they, you know, there are two of them that really were interested in finding out more. Let's talk about this back and neck pain, because there's a whole lot more to it than, oh my God, my back, which people do that, right? Not realizing all of what's involved.
Yeah, because the part of the issue is that we just focus on the spine itself, and we think that spine is sitting there by itself and nothing is supporting it. And one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that, yes, of all the diseases or chronic pain issues that I see, or inflammatory conditions that I see in clinical practice, back issues are number one. And that's why I wrote this book, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain. And what people don't realize, and this is what I talk about in the book, is that different emotions actually will affect different parts of the spine. So, for example, your cervical spine is affected by the heart and the lungs. Your thoracic spine is affected by your liver and your spleen. And then your lower lumbar, your lower back, is controlled by your kidneys and your liver also. So when we look at trauma, or we look at these types of conditions, you know, it's one thing if you got hit by a car and you couldn't walk as a result, or you got whiplash as a result of the car accident or being hit by a car. It's another thing if you got hit by the car or you got into a car accident, you walked away and you were fine, and then 2 weeks later, all of a sudden you develop the neck pain. Well, if you 2 weeks later you develop the neck pain or the lower back pain, then it's emotional. It's a PTSD from the accident, probably the follow-up with the insurance, all the other kind of stuff that's going on. And that's what people need to do, is they need to take an inventory of what's going on in your life, because it does not make sense to me why, if you go to you're fine, and then one day you go to put on your tennis shoe, next thing you know you're on the floor and your back goes out. What is the precursor? And this is what I talk about in my new book. What is the precursors? What is the underlying predisposed dispositions? And then, more importantly, how can you fix it yourself?
Yes, and man, that is so true, because most of the people, not just the people I mentioned, but other people that I have talked to who have had back pain, like over the years, you hear about it. It always sounds like it's something that happened a while ago. I will hear that. It happened, you know, it could be 10, 5 years ago, 2 weeks ago, but it's this delayed response. And what you're really enforcing here is the way trauma and the emotions just really get in there and run the show. You're stuck.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because what was happening was that, back in the 70s when I was growing up, you know, the people that were getting back issues were people that were obese or couch potatoes. And then I started being flown back and forth here to LA, to Chicago. I was treating these young basketball stars out in Chicago, and doctors were diagnosing them with lumbar stenosis and saying that they'll never play ball again. I was like, wow, what's going on? Like, these are fit young guys, you know, why are their backs going out, getting diagnosed with lumbar stenosis or bulging discs or whatever? And then I realized, like, oh shoot. Well, the part of the nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system that controls the low back region, is being triggered now all the time. So when God developed our bodies, that sympathetic nervous system was put into place to, you know, get us out of the house if our house was on fire or if a bear was chasing us. Nowadays, that sympathetic nervous system does not know the difference between being chased by a bear, house being on fire, running late for an appointment, applying for colleges, having to, you know, take the exams or whatnot, or raise the finances to go to college. So it does not know the difference. And so this sympathetic nervous system is now in constant action mode. And then on top of that, nowadays you add in things like social media that take so much of our attention. And if people are watching the news, you know, all this stuff affects that sympathetic nervous system. And so now it's being triggered all the time. And this is why I say the back issues, though women tend to get back issues more than men do, This is why I say that back issues does not discriminate against young or old, fit or unfit. It will affect everybody, especially if people have emotional trauma going on or emotional events going on in their life, and they're not finding the tools in which to be able to process it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You fill that in, because, yes, we live in a time, all times, of course, there's stress and survival, but we really live in a time with this enhanced and, or our hyper stress and survival, you know, all the time, this constant state of survival. And so it's over, our bodies are like really, they're overworked from the stress.
Yeah. Yeah. And just going back, you know, I have one of the things I also offer besides teaching classes and seeing patients in clinic is I do a five element coaching. And the coaching is either on Zoom or we meet in person, and it's they pay for 12 sessions up front, and we work on the five healths, and we meet every other week. And then I give learning opportunities depending on what it is that we're working on. Anyways, I had a gentleman that was a longtime client of mine, and he threw out his back because he was upset at what Donald Trump had said. Something Donald Trump had said, he threw out his back.
It's not funny, but it really sends a message of how we take everything in emotionally. Sure, you can have a response and you can be upset, but he took it all the way into his cells, basically.
Completely. And so his learning opportunity was that I wanted him to write a letter, a raw letter to Donald Trump. Now, this gentleman, he's one of the top 1% in the country. His financial people say that he'll have a hard time spending the interest that he makes on his money. So he said to me, he goes, well, he probably wouldn't listen to me anyways. And I said, well, you never know. I said, you know, you have wealth, he has wealth, you know, you might find some kind of common ground. Now, the key with this letter that I wanted him to write to Trump was that I wanted it to be as raw as possible. So meaning whatever he said in his head, I wanted down on paper. So if he's swearing at him or doing whatever, that's what I wanted out on the paper. So sure enough, 2 weeks later, we meet. His ego blocks him from doing the assignment. And then, so I said, please go back and do it. 2 weeks, we meet again. He does the assignment finally. And then he's supposed to read it to me. And he starts off like this. Dear Mr. Trump. I said, oh, get out of here. You would not say that in your head. Come on, let's get real. Go back, do it again. Like, do it again. Let's get real. I want it raw. And then he finally comes back and he does it the right way, you know, of what he really thought, of what he really says in his head. And guess what? His back pain went away.
Oh, yeah. He detoxed that right on out. You detoxed that. I know, because people don't realize, you know, you swallow your feelings and it's got to go somewhere. It's not that you're not digesting it. So it gets stuck.
Right. Yep.
But the wonderful thing is you present these tools for people to use to help themselves. So I want to talk a little bit about what some of that will look like. If somebody were reading this book, what could that look like for them in helping themselves besides coming to you?
Right.
What would that look like according to what you have here? Because I, you know, I'm encouraging them to get the book.
Yeah. So my main thing is really about self-empowerment, right? I want to be able to empower you. So there's no other back book out there like this, because what we're doing is inside the book here is that I'm introducing people to classical Chinese medicine theory to understand how these internal organs function beyond what science says their function is. I understand that how they function according to Western medicine and science, but according to Chinese medicine, these organs have a much, much, much greater functionality. And so if you want to dive in deep, then the first part of the book, you get to the underlying etiology of, you know, what is the precursors that causes these conditions. But then more importantly, how to fix it yourself. My main thing is self-empowerment. I'm going to give you the knowledge. I'm going to give you the tools, and then you run with it. And if you apply the tools as described inside the books, you'll be able to heal yourself. And especially when you start to understand how your mental, emotional state, your environment, and your diet can play a role in these cervical and lumbar issues. So inside the book, it's not only techniques of how to do it, but also we have QR codes inside the book where you scan the QR codes and there's videos of how to do, for example, the psoas stretch. And I talk about, well, what is the psoas? What is the psoas muscle? And why is that muscle so important? Well, it's so important because that's what controls your lower spine. And this muscle, which I talk about in the book, and there's lots of beautiful illustrations and colored photographs in the book, you know, this muscle is about the size of your fist and it attaches to the inner part of your femur, wraps around to the lower lumbar all the way up to your thoracic spine. So guess what? When you have something go on, think about it. If you're in fight or flight and somebody was attacking you, what do? You curl up into a ball, right? Why? Because God developed our bodies to understand that we need to protect these delicate organs. If somebody's attacking you, you don't do a back bend unless you're crazy, right? You know, so we curl up. And so guess what? That muscle, which attaches to the spine, both sides are tight, but one side will be tighter. And then whatever side is tighter, then this is what will compress the vertebra, which then compresses the disc and then injures the nerves coming out of the spinal canal. So when somebody gets a diagnosis, for example, of bulging or ruptured disc, well, the way to fix that is you have to loosen up the psoas, number one. Number two, what are the emotions? Well, let's talk about that. Anger, rage, hatred, resentment, old anger, being too controlling even. These are the emotional components that attack the lower back. Or if you're fearful, or you had PTSD, some kind of shock going on in your life, these are the emotional components that affect the lower back. So inside my book, I talk about this, and we dive in deep, how these emotions will affect, and then what tools can we do? Yes, I show you the psoas stretch. I show you what I call is the gallbladder 27, 28 release inside the book. But more importantly, I give the Qigong practices as the tools to work with your mental emotional state to help you deal with that old anger or that resentment. Or for example, like cervical issues. All cervical issues, unless you got you're a pitcher, you popped your shoulder out, or you're doing jiu-jitsu and somebody popped your shoulder out, all cervical and neck issues, frozen shoulder issues, have to come back to emotions that affect the heart. All of them.
Wow.
And if you do an inventory, you'll see, like, oh, I got in a fight with my wife or my spouse, you know, and I suppressed it. Or someone at work, my dog died, my horse died. And you'll be able to connect the dots. Now, if you're in denial, then you won't connect the dots. But the nice thing about this book is it opens up the opportunity for people to say, oh, okay, yeah, my pain body is really showing up as a pain body. And now I have these tools in order to be able to fix this, you know, because that's the gem right there. There's not the magical pill, but one of the things I love about Qigong and Chinese medicine is that it's a tool definitely that you can implement into your life to be able to deal with emotional trauma. So if you have anxiety, if you have depression, if you do have anger issues, or you suppress those anger issues, then you have these tools in order to be able to help you alleviate it.
Oh my goodness. I love this. You know, I love this because one thing I'm going to point out is when you're talking about the emotions and how they get stuck and blocked, I think that people need to remember that everything is a frequency, like everything is measurable. And Chris, that's something that we don't learn in school. And we don't understand how the body processes emotions, electrochemical impulses. And I really think that's so important so that people don't just say, oh, emotions. No, it's everything is being measured. It has a frequency. You want to tap into that a little bit?
Yeah. So everything is a form of energy. And like you were saying, everything is a form of consciousness. I mean, even the chair I'm sitting on is consciousness, because if you really were to take a microscope, a really high definition microscope, and look at it, as you know, there's actually a lot of space between the molecules, right? And so if there was no consciousness, then its particles would dissolve into nothingness. So everything is a vibration. We all vibrate at a certain frequency. And the best way that I describe it is like you put a brand new guitar string on a guitar. When you first pluck that guitar string, you see the coarse vibration. Unfortunately, because a lot of people are still very unconscious, that's where the vibrational level for which most people operate at. But as you refine yourself by implementing practices like Qigong, for example, Then what happens is it becomes a much, much more subtle vibration. And when you have that much, much more subtle vibration, then you are able to get closer to source, to the universal oneness, to God, and be able to have this knowingness that comes about. When we have this, the energy in our body becomes blocked or becomes deficient and or becomes excess. It's because of what we are doing and what we are thinking. So lifestyle habits, again, poor diet, eating too many processed foods, not hydrating properly, not sleeping properly. And again, these emotions. And a lot of people do not want to talk about emotions. They, you know, because it's uncomfortable. That, you know, they'd rather, you know, feed their face full of bonbons and Twinkies. And yeah, as opposed to, well, let's get to the root. Why are you craving those bonbons and Twinkies to begin with?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So, okay. So I guess I won't be eating bonbons and Twinkies later.
I'm raiding your cupboards.
That was high school. Man, I used to love Twinkies in high school.
Especially deep fried Twinkies.
I haven't tried the deep fried. Back then, man. They didn't do that back then. It was just you got the Twinkies, the two in a pack.
The two in the pack. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my gosh. But I also want to talk a little bit about the kidneys. Obviously, all the organs, but the kidneys and hydration, which obviously you talk about it in the book. You talk about other organs. But the interesting thing is that when you hear that people are, you know, dying, it's like the kidneys are always, once that starts to shut down, you know, it's generally lights out. So it relates very much to the back issue and the neck issue, but can we talk about that a little bit? And kidney stones, I'm bringing that in, just a little bit of something on that.
Yeah, so, you know, the kidneys at the time of conception between God and your parents and your environment for which you're conceived under predetermines your kidney well. So your kidney is like a battery. So this battery is the foundation of so many components inside the body. It controls the ears, the hair on your head. It's the basis for your bone marrow, your bones, your brain, your reproductive system. All the glands in the body is an extension of the kidneys. Guess what? The foundation of all the fluids in the body is also an extension of the kidneys, as well as the heat or the motor force in which to move blood, for example, or to assimilate to digest food. So what's very fascinating about you bringing up the thing about the kidneys is that you'd figure with the development and advancements in science and medicine that kidney disease, like nephritis, for example, would be on the decline. No, it's skyrocketing. Same with all the other diseases, diabetes, aneurysms and strokes, asthma, lung conditions. You know, so there's so many diseases that you would think that would be on the decline. But actually, we have to look at, well, what's going on in our society? What's going on in our food system? What are, you know, what's going on in our air, you know, our environment? What is happening? And then two, are we stuck on the cell phone and we're stuck watching all the horrible things that are going on out there? And guess what? That zaps your kidney chi. That will zap your kidney chi. And then this is what will create. And, you know, it becomes a perfect storm, especially if you're not eating right, you're eating processed foods. And then you have a constant bombardment of these things that are shocking your system, then guess what? The kidneys, that depletes the well. And when the well gets depleted, then guess what? Then we end up with these diseases. And yes, besides secretion and excretion, understand how these kidneys function. But in the Chinese medicine model, because they have years or thousands of years of study on the human organism, we understand that these organs, like the kidneys, have a much, much, much greater functionality. You know, going back to the ears, scientifically, in utero, as the fetus is growing, as the kidneys grow, the ears grow at the same time. But for some reason, once that baby is born, science loses sight that there's a connection. So when we have conditions like Meniere's disease, which is chronic vertigo, or we have tinnitus, which also is on the rise, and there's a reason for that, too, because of recent events. So when we look at these inner ear, the disrupting the vestibular system in the inner ear, then we have to go back to the root, the foundation, the kidneys. So there is a direct connection. And so what's happening here, then we look at, you're talking about kidney stones. Well, kidney stones, just like gallstones, are a form of cholesterol inside the body. So it's not only just the cholesterol that we develop in the artery walls, but those gallstones or kidney stones is actually comes back to cholesterol being formed. So again, is your body in fight or flight too much? Did you have to, do you have a career like a civil servant where you're watching and have to see all these things out in public that that are affecting you, but you have no real way to assimilate it or to get it out? You know, the body will hold the score. And, you know, and so this is where we look at practices like Qigong and such. And a simple remedy that I recommend to people if they do have gallstones or kidney stones, but even if you don't, the simple remedy, I do this every single morning, is that I take a 4-ounce glass of hot water, I take a whole organic lime, and I take a half a teaspoon of coconut oil, and I drink that on an empty stomach. Why the coconut oil and why the organic lime? Well, you could use lemon too. The sour flavor actually will kickstart your liver to start secreting bile for digestion for the day. So you're automatically starting off your day by saying, okay, we're going to kickstart our digestion off the right way. We're not going to put something cold into our body first and shock our system. We're going to start off by kickstarting the digestion, but also too, the coconut oil, what it does is it helps to break down cholesterol inside the body. And what's interesting is that, years ago, doctors were saying, we're telling people that had heart disease or high cholesterol to avoid all fats. Well, guess what? That was actually killing people.
Well, I want to pick up on that part when we get back, because we do need to take a quick station break. And when we return, we will continue with our guest, Chris Shelton. And I want to talk about that fat.
I was raised in the San Fernando Valley, and my connection with KPFK goes all the way back to when I was 12 years old. And I used to do volunteer work. I used to collect audio equipment and donate it.
Oh my God.
And my buddy lived a back alley just across from KPFK. So we kind of cruised by there. And it was a part of my upbringing, because my mother and my family were very much into the progressivism, which is the foundation of KPFA.
Absolutely.
And the Pacifica radio stations.
You can make your pledge of support to KPFK right now by going to kpfk.org or by calling 818-985-5735. That number again is 818-985-KPFK. As one of the oldest listener-sponsored radio stations in the United States, second only to our sister station KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK has been at the forefront of providing independent, progressive, and diverse programming since 1959. KPFK is one of the 5 stations in the Pacifica Network, a national network of community radio stations that's been providing independent media to communities across the country for over 7 decades now, with KPFA kicking things off in 1949. At its core, Pacifica Radio is about giving a voice to the voiceless. It's about being a platform for the underserved, marginalized, and underrepresented communities that have traditionally been left out of mainstream media. It's about promoting alternative perspectives, empowering critical thinking, and providing a space for constructive debate and dialogue that's often conspicuously absent from other media outlets. KPFK is dedicated to serving the beautifully diverse communities of Southern California with news and information, music and art, culture and history, and to providing a forum to share community voices and stories. That's your voice. That's your story. Please join us in our mission to provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to engage in any activity that contributes to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, and the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Listener sponsorship is the engine that makes this station run and the pursuit of this noble mission possible. Please become a member of KPFK or renew your membership now at kpfk.org. If you prefer to call in your support, the phone number to do this is 818-985-5735. Once more, that's 818-985-KPFK. We truly want to make the world a better place, and we know that you do too. Let's do it together. Thank you so much for pledging, and thank you for listening to KPFK, radio powered by the people.
The Bradcast.
Experts have said that the case has little chance of success at the Supreme Court, much like the numerous other GOP election lawsuits that are pending in battleground states. But then again, those experts, they are just guessing. They are hoping.
With your host, Brad Friedman, and producer, Desi Doyen.
There's enough going on right now. There are enough X factors still remaining that that's one I'd rather not contemplate.
Correct. You are, as usual, correct, Desi Doyen.
Tune in to The Bradcast every Monday at 3 p.m. right here on KPFK.
It's a funny thing because I like so many shows that instead of just, you know, giving like $100 to one show, I kind of spread it out, you know, because I like so many shows. I like the car show. I like the morning music show, the Schneider and Kathy Diaz and all the great DJs. They're fantastic.
And we are back. We're, of course, coming to you from KPFK 90.7 FM in Southern California and streaming live at kpfk.org. You are listening to The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. That is me, of course, and our guest, Chris Shelton, author of Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain, and his book, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong. Chris, did we talk a little bit? No, I'm not sure. You did share quite a bit about from the nature standpoint. But in terms of the questionnaire and in terms of the five elements, can you share a little bit of that with people? Again, you know, it's sort of bringing us back to the fact that, you know, yeah, we come from the ground, we come from nature, and just reviving that realization.
Just really quickly, though, this, you know, the offer that for the donation, you know, again, you get the book. It's a softcover book. It's a beautiful book, and it's really going to help a lot of people, as well as get access to the Qi Club for 1 week. And even if you're somebody that says, okay, well, maybe this doesn't apply to me, maybe you could gift this donation. You donate and then gift this to somebody else. Because especially right now here in Los Angeles, the devastation from the fires, the emotional, the mental, emotional fallout of that is we're just starting to see the beginning of that. And that's where these tools come in. So if you could donate this also, the book or something, give it to somebody who has lost their home, children that have lost their schools, the people of Altadena, you know, this is something great. This is what we need to be able to help us pull through and align with each other to be able to have the strength and support one another during this time of suffering. So when we look at the five elements relates to the heart, which is the fire element. The wood element relates to the liver and gallbladder. The metal element relates to the lungs and the large intestine, spleen. The earth element relates to the spleen and stomach. And the water element relates to the kidneys and the bladder. So each of us is a certain element typology. And when we deviate, so for example, I'm a wood type, for example, which means my liver and gallbladder is what governs me. So my positive strengths is that I'm very creative. I have a background in earth. I have a background in earth. Yes, I have a background in earth.
You're an earth professional.
Yes, I eat a lot of earthworms. Hang around with a lot of earthly beings.
Oh, protein.
So I'm a, so I should be creative, and also I should be doing things, which I do, like run a business, and you know, and like you said in the very beginning, I do like martial arts and boxing and stuff, and so that's part of the wood element. A wood person, word typology should be police officer, civil servant, should be somebody that runs their own business or whatnot. And when the key is, again, if you deviate from that typology, then that starts to indicate disease. You know, a fire type, which relates to the heart. So the fire is the emotions of abandonment, loneliness, lack of joy. Well, the fire type, which relates back to the heart, if there's a deviation, the person will become manic. Their positive virtues is that they should lead with their heart and love. And they should be really the light of the party, laughing and getting other people to laugh. If their flame goes out, then that will indicate disease. So if they are not the life of the party, if they're keeping quiet, not speaking up, this will start to indicate disease. So we'll show up with issues with their blood vessels and the heart, etc. So each of these organs, and I talk about this inside my book here, we go into depth of each of these organs and how they're related to different elements and how we're related to a certain element typology. True, we could be a combination typology, like I'm actually a wood earth typology. And the important thing of this is being able to understand that it's a deviation from the typology and being able to pull yourself back if you recognize like, oh, I am deviating, like I should, like we have a whole list. There's QR codes inside the book, for example, of a whole list of these are what your virtues are as these typologies. These are signs of when you're out of balance, you know, so the wood, going back to the wood type, you know, the negative emotion of the liver is anger, rage, resentment, old anger. So the wood person should be mindful of not exploding, you know, having road rage, and but using that anger in a creative way, because that anger is actually a good emotion, you know, especially if it gets you to fight for the underdog, to create positive change in the world, to do something creative in the world. That's what that anger is meant for, you know. But when we suppress it, don't express it appropriately, or even worse, we detach ourselves from feeling anger, oh boy, that starts to create all kinds of diseases. So yeah, so, you know, like I said, so the anger is what attacks the liver, gallbladder, over excitation, mania, abandonment, loneliness is what attacks the heart, grief and sadness and loss, like I talked about earlier, is what will attack the lungs, worry, over-intellectualizing, thinking too much will attack the spleen and the stomach. So like an earth type, for example, which relates back to the spleen, you know, an earth type, they tend to, now anybody could worry and get stuck in their head, but earth people tend to worry even more. And so what will they do? They will brood on things. They become stubborn, because think of earth as a dam. So if they think that somebody's trying to push them, they'll have resistance, you know, and instead of, you know, allowing things to just flow. And so if they worry or over intellectualize things too much, they could develop anxiety disorders. They can develop blood disorders, eating disorders, being overweight, you know. And then we have the kidneys, which relates back to the water element. So water types are the visionaries, are the have a lot of wisdom, and the kidneys control so much, you know, like your hair, your ears, your bones, your marrow, your brain, your reproductive system. I mean, the kidneys control so much. So a water type should have, you know, be able to express that wisdom and be able to want to gain the knowledge and then share the knowledge with other people. If they're deviating from that and they live in fear, because the negative emotion that attacks the kidneys is fear and shock, then now if they're living in fear, now they deviate from their typology, where they should be one of those as that visionary to help to lead the people.
Yes, and of course, yes, that's very interesting, because when you look at you know, people that have certain diseases, specifically kidney issues, kidney problems, or liver, and you listen to what you're saying, it would make you stop and reassess, you know, the course of your life and what your thought process have been, right? How you've been living, how you've been processing your emotions or not processing your emotions. So I think to be able to have that sort of rounded understanding, it sounds like it could be just really so simple. Right? I mean, it's like, yeah, your body is having to repair and heal, which might take some time. But to have the knowledge is a plus, right? In supporting the body to get back on track in a much more rapid manner, as opposed to not knowing.
Yeah. And just going back to the old story, my old story is that when I got introduced to Qigong after the heart attacks, the other things too is that I had severe digestive problems. I lived on all kinds of medications. I had severe seasonal allergies. I had sinusitis. I lived on antibiotics, these medications. Like if I ate an avocado or a salad, I'd be in a fetal position or vomiting a few hours later, you know, any kind of animal fat. So my digestion was off. And I had all kinds of tests, upper GI, lower GI, ultrasound, you name it, I had it done. Thank God they didn't take out my gallbladder back then. But then in hindsight, so I lived on all these medications, and this is what sold me on Qigong was and Chinese medicine, was that after my back injury, when doctors were saying, Chris, if you move the wrong way and you don't have surgery, you might not walk again, I started doing these Qigong classes, and this was over 30 years ago. And after about 6 months of doing these classes, it was all of a sudden the realization, like, wow, when did my digestive issues go away? When, I couldn't give you a pinpoint date, but it was this realization, like, wow, you know, I could eat an avocado now without being ill or being bloated and distended. And so I thought, man, if a simple, specific movement and or guided meditation or healing sound could do this to me, there must be something to the medicine. So that's when I started going to school for classical Chinese medicine. And during that process, I recognized, because in Chinese medicine, the leading cause of death is negative emotions. And I recognized that I had all those stomach digestive issues because I lived in a violent home. A lot of neglect, a lot of fighting, yelling. You just never knew sometimes what you're going to come home to. Or if you did something the wrong way, you know, for example, this, you know, my mom was abusive and neglective too, just like the father. I mean, there's different levels of abuse. I'm not going to say you got beat up all the time, but there's a lot of neglect and such. And anyways, I remember leaving Kmart one day, I was about, 5 or 6 years old. And the cars back in the day, you know, the doors are really heavy, you know, and she shuts the door and I accidentally hit the door handle and the door opens up. Well, I knew if I told her the door opened up, I'd get beat in that, you know, Kmart parking lot, right? So we started to drive away and I'm a little, I don't know how much I weighed, like 50 pounds or whatever, holding on to this door, right? She goes whipping around the corner about 40 miles an hour and both I go flying out. Well, guess what? My younger brother was in a baby seat that wasn't strapped in to the car. Oh, I grab him. So both of us flew out, right? And it took her a minute to realize that we were gone. Anyways, that's the kind of dysfunction that I lived in. You know, that kind of dysfunction. If as a child, you're that afraid to say something to your parent,
yeah,
could have almost killed you and your brother. You know, there's a dysfunction. So anyways, I recognized, like, oh, all my digestive issues was because of that. And after practicing Qigong, it was like, boom, gone. All my allergies, gone. Now I no longer have seasonal allergies. So whenever I see a patient in clinic, for example, with abdominal distension, you know, or bloating, you know, nausea, those types of things, we have to look at the emotional component. Well, my first question is going to be, how do you deal with anger? It's going to be my first question. How was your childhood? How was your marriage? How is your work life? How much time are you spending on the TV or social media, watching things that are upsetting you, making you angry or frustrated, right? First is acknowledging that, and then where the Qigong comes in, now you give them the tool to say, okay, now I want you, for example, to focus on an event where you had someone or an institution made you angry. I want you to focus on it, feel it, like it's just happened, you know, who's involved, what's involved, what was the environment like. And then as you inhale, I'm going to pull a green cloud into the right side of my body where my liver is located. Then as I exhale, for example, I'm going to make the shoo sound, shoo. And I'm going to visualize that situation leaving like a dark cloud going several feet away from the body and deep into the ground. And I'm going to keep do that over and over again. And it's okay if other thoughts come into my mind. But what I want to do is I want to release whatever that is. And the cool thing is that you could do this in public too, because obviously you're probably not going to be walking around audibly going, shoo.
I already see that in Los Angeles.
No. I'm going to say in certain parts of Los Angeles or San Francisco, you probably get away with it. Say, oh, that's normal. But for most of us, we would do it underneath our breath. And so instead of suppressing which creates inflammatory diseases and chronic pain. And that's what I talk about in my other book that came out this year, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain. If you all of a sudden go to pick up a shoe one day off the floor and end up on the ground because your back goes out, there's something emotionally going on. So instead of suppressing, which creates chronic pain and inflammation, you have these tools at your fingertips that you could take with you anywhere, and you could do them to help to alleviate the emotional symptoms, which will help to alleviate any type of chronic symptoms that you have going on inside your body.
Oh, wow. That is an incredible mouthful. So necessary for the mind. So much food here for thought. So much. And I just want to say one more time to our audience that, as I mentioned before, we are in the fund drive and we would love to see more calls coming in. Again, you know, for a pledge of $100, you'll be able to receive 1 week of Qigong in the Qi Club that you've heard Chris Shelton talk about, and a copy of his new book, a hard copy, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong. And you can go ahead and support the station at this time. Show your love by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. And that's for a pledge of $100. Again, because of you, the station is continuing to keep it moving, keep going, no matter what. Since 1959, I believe, since 1959, it's been doing it. It just keeps going regardless of the things that are going on in our world. And more than ever, we do need this kind of information being shared to provide you with tools and knowledge and empowerment as you go through your daily life, and without feeling like you are alone and that there aren't options, because there really are options. Also, the health of our body and our mind comes first and foremost. That comes first in order for us to be able to figure out what our next move is, what things we can do, whether to help ourselves or to help others. And that's what KPFK provides. That's what the station is all about. And we want to thank you for your continued support and for pledging in this hour to the Expansion Zone. Again, it's for a pledge of $100 and 818-985-5735. I want to thank my guest today, Chris Shelton, for being so wonderful and gracious enough to be back on the show to really share all that he has. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And this fundraiser, the drive that you guys are doing, I think is much needed, because this kind of information from other speakers that the station has on the show, not only myself, you know, that kind of information people of the world need, you know, people especially that are seeking, like, what answers are out there. And that's where the station comes in. And so that's why this donation is could be really helpful, and which further helps to spread the word and further help other people. You know, it's like that saying, like the pebble in the pond, you drop the pebble and it's that ripple effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chris. And of course, thank you to the listening audience. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And to our board engineer as well. Be sure to visit theexpansionzone.com for the archive of the show, including this one. And do visit kpfk.org as well. You can make other donations there as well. Any amount is welcome. If you want to find out more about me, you can just visit therealsoniabarrett.com as well. And as always, I remind you to live life to its fullest and question everything. Until next time, today. See you then.
Everybody's talking about consciousness. Everybody wants that eternal. Their own bliss. Talk about-
You're tuned to 90.7 FM Los Angeles. And we just heard Expansion Zone. And we are asking you to go to your phone and pledge your support for this program. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. That takes you straight to the phone room. We have many wonderful gifts. But once again, pledge for Sonia Barrett and her show, Expansion Zone. This is a very unique show, and it's very unique to KPFK. It's a part of our health and wellness block, which is from 1 to 2, straight across the board, Monday through Friday, 818-985-5735. We only have a couple of minutes left to get you to your phones and pledge for this radio station. We are in our fund drive now. We've been in this drive for about a week. We have about another week or so left, so we're asking you to go ahead and support this radio station any way you can. You know, the money goes straight to the transmitter, goes straight to the lights and the equipment here at KPFK, so that way we can continue to volunteer and give you the news that you deserve. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. We do have many wonderful gifts to offer as well. We do have the Chris Hedges book. We also have Tom Hartman's book, but you have to call the phone room and ask them, hey, I'd like to find out more information about Tom Hartman's book. And, of course, we hear Tom Hartman each and every day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. right here on KPFK. It's not too late to pitch for this show. It's not too late to pledge for this program. 818-985-5735. And I just got to give you a fundraising update. We did reach our goal for Democracy Now! And Tom Hartman, but we fell a little short on Law and Disorder, about $125. But we're doing okay so far. So we're just putting it out there that we express our gratitude to you for pledging and supporting this radio station, KPFK. You know, we've been around since 1959, and we had to. We had to give Southern California something like this, a listener-sponsored radio station. It first came out of KPFA in Berkeley, and then KPFK was next, and then WPFW in Washington, D.C., WBAI in New York, and KPFT in Texas. And we have many, many affiliates. So it's up to you to pledge your support and keep this radio station on the air. It's very important that we stay on the air because with this Trump administration, you know, you've heard those they go on the air and they say, hey, you know, we are going to cut funds for this, for NPR, for PBS. And, you know, they have. But KPFK stays alive because you keep us alive. You keep us on the air by your pledges and support and shows that are very, very important to the community. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, or pledge online at kpfk.org. It's up to you to keep this radio station alive. It's your radio station. So we're asking for sustainers. So if you're out there and you haven't pledged your support yet, please do so by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And we're going to go to Scholar Circle in just moments, but we want you to know that, I'm looking at the update now, and for the station as a whole, we are about $9,000 short. We should be $9,000 more at this time, but we're a little behind. Or maybe a lot behind. 818-985-5735. If you go to kpfk.org, hit the donate button, you'll be able to see all the other offers that we have. So many great gifts that we have to offer. Once again, $100 donation. Tom Hartman, the last American president, a broken man, a corrupt party, and a world on the brink. Also, Barry Levine's The Spider, Inside the Criminal Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. That's for a $125 donation. And that exposes Jeffrey Epstein and as well as Donald Trump. And, you know, we're not going to take our eye off